Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Unmasking Adult Autism, Embrace Your Autistic Identity, Overcome Executive Dysfunction, and Empower Your Neurodivergent Self by NeuroNurture is a self-help and psychoeducational guide for autistic adults and late-identified neurodivergent readers. The book centers on two closely linked concerns in adult autism, the strain of masking and the practical difficulties created by executive dysfunction. Rather than treating autism as a deficit to be corrected, it frames autistic identity as something that can be understood, accepted, and expressed more safely and authentically. The book is positioned as a compassionate, step-by-step resource with an emphasis on real-life examples, communication support, and gradual behavior change that respects individual safety and context. Its purpose is not only to improve daily functioning, but also to help readers reduce shame, build self-understanding, and make more deliberate choices about when and how to unmask. That combination of affirmation and practical strategy gives the book a clear place within the growing category of neurodivergent affirming adult autism literature. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why masking becomes so exhausting for autistic adults. A central concern of the book is the hidden cost of masking, meaning the effort autistic people make to hide traits that might be judged as unusual, inconvenient, or socially disruptive. The book treats masking not as a superficial habit, but as a sustained pressure to monitor speech, body language, sensory responses, and emotional expression. That constant self-surveillance can produce fatigue, anxiety, and disconnection from one's own needs. By focusing on masking, the book explains why many autistic adults may appear capable on the outside while privately struggling with depletion or burnout. Its value lies in reframing these struggles as understandable responses to social pressure, rather than signs of personal failure. This also helps readers distinguish between adaptive social skills and costly self-suppression. Instead of presenting unmasking as an immediate or universal solution, the book emphasizes that the process should be safe and context-sensitive. That practical caution matters, because unmasking in an unsupportive environment can create new risks. The topic, therefore, combines emotional validation with a realistic account of what change requires. Secondly, executive dysfunction as a daily barrier, not a moral flaw. The book gives executive dysfunction a major place in its practical framework, which makes it especially relevant for autistic adults who struggle with planning, task initiation, organization, time management, and follow-through. Rather than describing these difficulties as laziness or lack of discipline, it treats them as predictable cognitive challenges that affect daily functioning. This matters because executive dysfunction often becomes most visible in ordinary routines, starting chores, switching between tasks, keeping track of appointments, or completing multi-step responsibilities. By naming these patterns clearly, the book helps readers replace self-blame with a more accurate understanding of how their brain works. The approach is likely useful because it links identity affirmation with concrete functioning. Accepting autism is not separate from learning how to build workable routines. The book's practical orientation suggests that strategies are designed to reduce overwhelm rather than demand perfect consistency. In that sense, executive functioning support is presented as a form of accessibility. The topic is important because it grounds the book in lived adult challenges, not just identity language. Thirdly, a neurodivergent affirming model that replaces deficit thinking. One of the book's defining features is its affirming stance toward autistic identity. Instead of treating autism as something to be normalized away, it presents neurodivergence as a valid way of being that deserves respect, accommodation, and self-knowledge. This matters because many adult autism resources still lean toward deficit language, focusing primarily on limitations, impairment, or social correction. In contrast, this book appears to emphasize strengths-based interpretation without denying real difficulties. That balance is important. Affirmation is meaningful here because it does not erase executive dysfunction or masking stress, but it refuses to turn those issues into evidence that the person is fundamentally broken. The result is a framework that supports self-acceptance while still encouraging change. Such a model can help readers interpret intense interests, different communication patterns, and sensory needs as part of a coherent autistic profile rather than isolated problems. It also gives allies and professionals a clearer ethical lens for support. The book stands out because it integrates compassion with practical guidance instead of choosing one at the expense of the other. Fourthly, gradual unmasking is a safety-based process. The book appears careful about how unmasking is approached, and that caution is one of its most important contributions. Rather than presenting unmasking as a dramatic rejection of all social adaptation, it frames it as a gradual process of making room for authenticity in settings where that authenticity is reasonably safe. This distinction matters because autistic adults often face uneven social environments, and total openness is not always realistic or wise. A safety-based model recognizes that people may need different levels of masking in workplace, family, or public settings. It also implies that self-disclosure and behavioral change should be paced according to personal risk, emotional readiness, and available support. This is a more mature framing than simplistic advice to just be yourself, because it acknowledges structural realities such as stigma and misunderstanding. The practical implication is that readers can experiment in small steps, observe the effects, and decide where authenticity is sustainable. That makes the book useful not only as a self-help text, but also as a guide to boundary setting and self-protection. Lastly, communication support and authentic connection without forcing sameness. Another important theme is communication, especially the idea that autistic adults can strengthen relationships without being pushed into neurotypical performance. The book's emphasis on communication is significant because relationship strain often comes not from lack of care, but from mismatched expectations, indirect social rules, and exhaustion from constant adaptation. By linking communication with neurodivergent respect, the book suggests that effective interaction does not require copying neurotypical style in a complete way. Instead, it likely encourages clearer expression of needs, more direct boundary setting, and more honest exchange about sensory or processing differences. This is a practical contribution because many autistic adults need scripts, frameworks, or examples that help them navigate conflict, misunderstanding, and self-advocacy. The book's approach also supports connection by reducing the shame that can interfere with openness. When people are not forced to hide core aspects of themselves, relationships can become less performative and more sustainable. That makes communication here less about social polish and more about mutual intelligibility, accessibility, and trust. In conclusion, this book will be most useful for autistic adults, late diagnosed readers, and neurodivergent people who are trying to understand why everyday functioning can feel so exhausting when masking and executive dysfunction are constant pressures. It should also be valuable for therapists, coaches, family members, and other supporters who want a more respectful framework for adult autism. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers connect identity with daily coping. It does not simply validate autism in the abstract, but addresses the lived realities of planning, organization, self-protection, and communication. Intellectually, it stands out because it treats unmasking as both an emotional and a situational process, rather than a one-size-fits-all act of self-expression. Compared with many general autism self-help books, it appears more focused on adult identity formation and more careful about safety, gradual change, and the costs of constant adaptation. That makes it especially relevant for readers who want affirmation without vague encouragement and strategies without pathologizing language. In a crowded category, its strongest distinction is the combination of neurodivergent affirming tone, executive functioning support, and realistic guidance about how authenticity can be built step by step. If you would like to support NeuroNurture, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.